It's episode 142, and we've got plugins for Google Webmaster Tools, Gravity Forms updates, sharing plugins, user imports, bulk convert post formatting, and an amazing new way to preview draft posts from anywhere on the site. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. As always, John, it's awesome to be here on the show today.
And we've got a great show for you. But of course, right off the top, the usual reminders. Don't forget you can get all the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com. And you can drop on over to iTunes, give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner.
That's right. And all the iTunes reviews that you can give us, we would greatly appreciate. Encourage your friends, tap on stranger shoulders, have them do it. Helps out in the rankings. Also, the show is a regular part of the rotation on WordPress Radio, which you can find at WPR.FM. Got a couple of new contributors and staff members to that, and actually added three new shows this week. So we've got 17 total in rotation. So check it out at WPR.FM.
Holy smokes, come along quite nicely.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Good to hear. All right, and of course, little bit of a reminder about who we are and what we do. We provide you with great content, but in the process, remember, we are WordPress professionals. Speaking,
we can do it, but we can't say it.
Not so much. Anyway, I myself specialize in helping people fix their broken WordPress websites. So if you're in need of some emergency support for WordPress, head on over and visit me at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips, or pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And, you know, I'm going to take my space this week for self-promotion to ask for something. I need to find a plugin that can take an image and then do a grid overlay so that you can tag it. Something that you can put on there and tag something, and I can take that data and do something, the tag data. Anybody who knows of anything like that, let me know. Anybody who can work on something like that, let me know. I got a pretty cool idea for a project and desperately needs some outside attention. So please get a hold of me at marcuscouch.com if you can help me out with that.
Excellent. All right. And this week, anything real exciting happening in the world of WordPress?
Besides a couple plugins I had crash, no.
Yeah, okay. It's been a slow week.
It has.
All right. Well, then I guess we're just going to jump right into the show this time and head right into the plugins and just the meat and potatoes time.
All right.
All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week is one that kind of excited me when I saw the name. It's called Google Webmaster Tools. And what it's designed for is to bring Google Webmaster Tools stats and information to your WordPress desktop. So you don't have to log into Google Webmaster Tools to get it. I looked at the images, the previews, and everything. It all looked pretty cool. I installed it and went to set it up, and one thing stalled me, and that was it wanted my username and password to get into it. Kind of an unusual way, I thought, to access Google stuff. And being one paranoid that I am, I don't like to stick my username and password in unusual places.
Yeah. Good thing. Among other things.
Don't stick your username and password in unusual holes. So at any rate, I didn't actually finish setting it up, but I did like the screenshots, and it does hold promise. I fired an email to the developer to say, hey, why the username and password, not OAuth, or however the authorization is usually done through Google? Why didn't you go that route? I wanted to find that out before I dug further into it. So at the moment, I can say, if you're comfortable with that, have fun. Dig away with it and play with it. Looks like it'd be quite nice. So at the moment, I'm just going to have to give it a 3 dragon rating in limbo. until I get here back from the developer and find out if it's a really great plugin or just so-so. But it does look like it holds lots of promise, and if you're comfortable, Google Webmaster Tools looks like a pretty decent plugin to bring those stats to your desktop.
Well, I'm not comfortable.
Well, that's not. Some people are, some people aren't, and I've got too much stuff tied into my Google Webmaster Tools to be careless with the username and password.
No kidding. All right, John. Well, I'm bringing something to the table that I've been trying to work with a couple of different themes and try them out, and it's mostly been some of the new StudioPress Genesis type themes. And a lot of those revolve around different sizes for the featured post images, you know, the different thumbnail sizes and scaling and stuff. And I could never, unless I published a post, I could never see what it really looked like. You know, I had to like hide the whole site and then publish stuff and then go look at it as the admin and, you know, see what everything looked like, see if it aligned and all that stuff. And sometimes you don't really want to publish it, but you want to see what it looks like. And the unfortunate thing about WordPress is you can only view it in preview in that single post mode, right?
Right.
So this plugin is called Preview Posts Everywhere. And it basically allows you with one click to be able to take all the drafts that you have and imagine them as if they were published posts when you're logged in and looking at the front end of the site with WordPress.
Nice.
In any instance, that includes sidebar stuff, any instance where it would normally be published, but it's in draft, you can now see it as if it were. So for developers and anybody putting sites together, I thought this was a really cool plugin that you could still keep stuff in draft. That way Google's not indexing this stuff on the back end, yet you can still at least get a staged feel for what it does and how it looks. So this is an outstanding plugin. I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That looks like a very decent plugin for development. I may have to use that in the site I'm currently working on.
Oh, yeah. And it does all the titles and all that stuff, too. So it's not just like a featured image thing. So it does the titles in drafts. So if you get stuff on the sidebar that's, you know, popular posts, upcoming posts, featured posts, you get to look at all that. And then when you're just a regular viewer or user, you don't see any of it.
Very nice. All right. Well, next couple of plugins I got, we're going to take ourselves back to the future again. And I've got a couple of plugins. Every once in a while, I realize that I have plugins that I've been using for a very long time. And as they've been developing and updating, I haven't come back to talk about them in the updates and changes to those plugins. So that's what we're going to do. The first one being Gravity Forms. I know you folks out there hear us talk about plugins for Gravity Forms, but this is the plugin itself, being as it is a premium plugin, to keep that in mind. But Gravity Forms, in my opinion, is the best form plugin available for WordPress. And I've been using it for probably going on 4.5 years now, give or take. And I've watched it grow quite nicely to a decent form creation plugin, to a fantastic form creation plugin. And what I mean by that is initially it had limitations in its layouts. Well, they fixed that. You can now lay out your forms with the information to the left or to the right of the input buttons or above the input buttons. You can take it and create unique forms that you can't create any other way, such as recently on a website I created for a cat site. Yes, I know, another cat site for the internet. But it client wanted it. They pay good money. I don't mind. I like cats. But anyway, he wanted to put up a section in the site where his visitors could create obituaries or memorials to their departed cats and give their stories, upload an image, and everything else. Well, Gravity Forms offers up this fantastic form you can create, which will allow people to enter a title, a content, choose a category that it goes into, upload an image with it, and it gets uploaded right to your WordPress as a draft post, ready for you to go in as the editor, review the content, make sure it's appropriate, and then just hit publish, and poof, it's right there. So it's very excellent in that aspect. Another aspect of custom forms in Gravity Forms is another client needed to be able to sell just one product is all he had. So instead of having to go through the headaches of a complete e-commerce store, Gravity Forms will create a form that people can purchase products from. and it uses PayPal as a payment system, so they can fill out the form, order. You get everything in one shot. They order and pay for it. So those are some of the things that have improved dramatically over Gravity Forms in the last couple of years. And there's been more. Multiple layouts. You can also do multiple page forms where you can ask information on one section of the form. And if that they fill out the questions right, it flips to a second page. They fill out more. It has conditional logic. So if they choose A, another section below it, B, will open up. Or if they choose B, another section, D, will open up. So they get different parts. So all in all, Gravity Forms, a very fantastic plugin. If you're still using CForm 7, time to rethink it and spend a little money on Gravity Forms, I think. And of course, I had to give this a top rating of 5 dragons.
Now let me tell you how I use Gravity Forms and some of the stuff that I do with it.
Sure.
I use it for a restaurant site that does catering. And it's literally a 7-page form. The first one is the contact information, obviously, because any form that you want, right, or any form that you create, rather, this is one of these thought cloud things for you designers and developers and site developers out there, which is the first thing you ever want to do in a form is capture the contact information. Second is it lets the user go through the catering menu step by step and choose exactly what items they want, but it adds up a total along the way across multiple pages. Now, that's pretty rare. You can't do that with any other form creation app or, you know, plugin that I know of. So it's really helpful. And then what I do is I use that total order amount in the field that goes to the email that it's literally in the subject. So-and-so just ordered X amount worth of food.
Right.
Boy, that'll get somebody's attention when that's a high number.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, plus it lets somebody kind of see exactly, oh, geez, this is, you know, $2,200 worth of food. This is going to require some, you know, strategic resources and logistics to get it done. So it's worked wonders for me and made a lot of efficiencies for some of the businesses that I've worked with.
And that it will. So Gravity Forms, give it a good checkout.
Absolutely. All right. I am looking for, I've really been trying to find ways to test things out. And sometimes I have been working along with Buddy Press and BB Press and things. And I wanted to find a way to have multiple users. And this is also good if you want to invite a lot of people to a site and you can take care of it in one fell swoop. This plugin is called CSV User Import, and essentially it imports users from a CSV file and actually can send a custom message to each person that you choose when you make these new users. You can choose different capabilities for the new users and their roles. I found that it was a little clunky when sending the custom message, but otherwise I did find it very useful for just creating a base username, password, and email address. So it worked for that. Not much as far as the rest of it in the staging sites that I tested. It's still a pretty early plugin. Came out just a day or so ago. This didn't quite do what I was looking for, but it sort of did. You know, it was a half a Band-Aid. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. It still looks like it could be useful if you need to bring in a bunch of users to a website.
Sure. Yeah. It's just one of those different ways to import content into WordPress, and I'm all about that.
Yeah. Easy. Easy and lazy.
Yep.
Which is perfect for me right now. So the final one I've got here, this is another older plugin. It's called Shareaholic, or it used to be once upon a time called Sexy Sharing. I used to use it many, many months ago, like a couple of years ago, I used it, and then it started breaking and conflicting and causing failures in my WordPress websites. So I had to yank it from my repertoire of plugins that I used, and I didn't come back to it for a long time. But about 3 or 4 months ago, I got hired by somebody whose website had broke, and it turned out to be Shareaholic. And at first, I was going to chuck it, and then I looked at it and saw the updates, and I was able to easily correct the issue they were having. And I thought, well, let's revisit this plugin and see how it's updated and working. And I found that it's actually been improved dramatically, and it's been relatively stable, even on one of my busiest websites, my personal one at johnoverall.com, where I run close to 70 or 80 plugins at any given moment in time. It's holding just fine and working. I like the new displays they have for it. One of the things I really liked with it is I don't know how new the feature's been, but it's new to me, is it has a selection of related content to it now. I used to use yet another related post plugin. So what I found with this is it gave more relevant related posts, and I was able to actually remove the yet another related post plugin from my website. So all in all, I found that the Shareaholic has improved dramatically, and I can once again recommend it as a sharing plugin to share your social icons, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo, all of them. And it does have the selections of all of them, and you can choose which buttons to show and which buttons to not show. So all in all, pretty great. You can check it out. I give it a 4 dragon rating now, Shareaholic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice when they come back from the brink and make themselves good again.
Was that the thing that had these obnoxious squares that kind of looked like they were halfway poking out of the background?
Yeah, and they've improved that layout, so it actually looks pretty good, and they've given you a choice of, I think, 4 different layouts now, which means you're no longer stuck with what they originally had as an ugly layout. Yeah, it was called Sexy Sharing Bookmarks.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and it's now just called Shareaholic, because I guess they were getting blocked from people, companies not able to use it just because of the sexy name in it.
I bet.
So I was giving them grief. So they changed their name and improved their plugin, so very nice.
That's right. So if you're going to name a plugin something, call it Fluffy Fluffy Puppies or something like
Fluffy
that.
Fluffy Buddy Puppies. Nice and happy, work safe.
LOL Cat Videos or something like that. Yes. All right. Let's wrap this crazy zoo up with another way to do something pretty lazily that I've been looking forward to. I'm trying to build the most lazy site in the world. Is that possible, John?
I'm sure it's possible. It just takes some it takes effort to be lazy. It's really amazing.
Yeah, and then avoiding the Google filters. That's another show altogether. Well, this plugin is called Bulk Convert Post Format, and basically what it does is it bulk converts posts in a specific category to a different selected post format. So if you're using custom post taxonomy and stuff like that, and you want to switch from what used to be categories over to now custom post types and such, here's your way. So it's called Bulk Convert Post Format, and it was pretty simple to use. Just a little drop-down menu as far as where you're taking it from to what defined post formats you want to. Really nice work. It wasn't absolutely perfect, and it didn't work as maybe seamless as it could. So I took 1 point away, but otherwise I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I could have used that a few months back when I had to convert a website that was using post formats and I needed to convert them.
One at a time, huh?
One at a time, yeah. It took me a while.
Well, for you guys listening out there that might have this problem like John did, we just saved you a little bit.
No kidding. All right, well, a little bit just to cover up what plugins I covered was Google Webmaster Tools, gave it a 3 in limbo until it gets more development. Gravity Forms, 5. And then Shareaholic, give it a 4.
And I talked about Preview Posts Everywhere, which lets you look at everything in draft mode. I gave that one a 5 out of 5. CSV User Import, great idea, basic concept-wise, but didn't take as far as some of the secondary data, so I gave that a 3 out of 5. And we just talked about Bulk Convert Post Format, which was nearly perfect, but just a little bit clunky. We gave that one a 4 out of 5.
And a couple of last words for things and folks out there is I want to say thanks out there to Dave from the School of Podcasting for the shout outs on your show. I greatly appreciate it and glad I was able to help you out.
Yeah, weekly web tools too.
Weekly web tools. Dave. That's right. Where to find Dave? And also, yeah,
he's part of WordPress Radio as well.
Yes. And also, I sound a little off today. Maybe who knows? It's been wonderful Canadian Thanksgiving up here. So this is the first Monday after a long weekend for us Canadians. So
that's right. That's why I threw the Z in there. Yeah. At the beginning of the show this week.
A lot of great turkey and a couple of good Canadian beers, and it leaves you sort of lagging the next day. So.
Well, thanks for being a trooper.
Well, you know, everyone's got to show up the next day, even after they have some fun. But that's the end of Thanksgiving for Canadians. And our next great holiday is, of course, Christmas and then the ever-popular Boxing Day, which I know down there in the States, not a lot of people know what Boxing Day is.
Is Mike Tyson involved?
No. Boxing Day actually comes over from England. It's the day after Christmas. It once upon a time was the day that people gathered up all the stuff that they had used, because they got all new stuff at Christmas, and they took the old stuff and took it down and donated it at the local charities and organizations. That's why it was called Boxing Day. You boxed up all the old stuff and took it
well,
out.
In America, we have Disappointment Day, which is the kids fretting in disappointment and showing their displeasure about the gifts that they received that year.
Returns. Go back to the store. Take it all back to the store.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So anyway, last little bit, commercial time. Don't forget, if you need hosting for your WordPress website and you want great hosting, check out Green Geeks Hosting. And if you use the coupon code plugins, PLUGINS, you can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages. And they also give some of their money back to Green Initiatives. So check them out, Green Geeks Hosting.
Yes, and we've got our printer sponsor for the show, 123 Inkjets. You can use coupon code plugin 123. You get 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop when you can buy it in bulk? Use coupon plugin 123 and get them as low as $4 a piece.
There you go. Great deal. And the user reminders, don't forget you can check us out at iTunes, blueberry.com, VOA, and if you're listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We'd appreciate it. And you can also get your daily dose of news over at the WP Plugins daily newspaper, wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
Nice. And how can they contact us, John?
They can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you need emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter's @MarcusCouch. You can read my column on wptavern.com or just look under other WordPress news in your own dashboard. And check us out at WPR.FM. That's WordPress Radio.
And that's all we've got for you today. So have yourselves a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.